Hello, this is a soulpreaching.com audio post, and I wanted to talk about an issue that crops up often. Someone said once that if the only tool you own is a hammer, the whole world looks like a nail. If the only tool you have is a hammer, the whole world looks like a nail. And really, for those of us who are preachers, this is a very important issue. And that is, a lot of times preachers see only those things in the text that they are conditioned to see, or that they are looking to see. We talk about Johnny One Notes. These are individuals who, because of, for whatever reason, the only thing they see is that aspect of the text which may be in there or maybe is not in there, that goes to their particular issue. For example, the issue of individuals being hypocrites or hypocrisy. Sometimes some preachers, when they go to the text, any text, that is what they see. And so they'll begin preaching it, and they'll get happy because they think they have found a new angle on a particular text, when in reality all they are seeing is that which their glasses, which is their ideology, their glasses, or better term, their blinders, allow them to see. They can only look at hypocrisy. And so whatever story they come up with, they in the text, they gravitate towards that particular issue. I think that there are a couple of things that we must do about this particular thing. One thing that we always should do, and that is sermon planning. We must look and see what is needed by our particular congregation. And so we will look at the text for things that are needed by our congregation. But next thing that we can do is read the text with others, whether they're other ministerial colleagues, whether they're family members or whatever. Read the text with others and see what others see in that particular text. Others, this reading with others could be going to commentaries, going to other places as well. It is important to shake ourselves out of this particular Johnny One Note idea, because what we end up doing is preaching the same sermon over and over again with simply different illustrations. So be careful about only keying in to a particular aspect of the text. I thank you for coming and listening to this audio, and I encourage you to come back to soulpreaching.com to find other resources just like this one, including the preacher's sermon guide. God bless you.